Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Moscow has been hit by such unseasonable weather this summer that people won't be surprised if it starts snowing tomorrow. The city is all dug up too, due to a huge construction effort that is paralyzing traffic and raising a lot of questions over corruption. But amid all this chaos, there's one thing that's constant and that brings some of that sought-after stability to the city's inhabitants. Not that it makes it any less of a problem, as Monocle's Alexei Korolyov reports.
This summer, Muscovites have a lot to complain about. For the third year running, the historic city centre is one large construction site as City Hall pushes on with the biggest renovation project in Moscow's history. The weather continues to disappoint and to threaten. And the State Duma has just approved a controversial plan to tear down hundreds of Soviet-era apartment blocks across the city, despite mass protests. But there's another problem to contend with. Every June and July, Moscow is filled with clumps of white fluff, the seeds of female poplar trees. It's getting into your nose, your mouth, your eyes, into every conceivable orifice. The song you're hearing by the 90s boy band Ivanushka International is precisely about this annual situation, except it tries to give it a romantic spin. Poplar fluff, July heat, night walks at full moon. In reality, there's not much romance in it, especially for people with allergies. The fluff picks up all kinds of things as it flies along. This summer, though, it's not as bad as it usually is. There's none of that sticky heat that Ivanushki were singing about. Instead, it's been a rainy couple of months, the fluff floating peacefully in puddles. The balsam poplar is perhaps the single most common tree in Moscow and in dozens of other cities in central Russia. That is not because nature intended it this way. It's because of a badly thought-through decision made in the 1950s. As Soviet planners tackled an acute housing crisis in the aftermath of the Second World War, one of the challenges they faced was this. They knew now how to build rough-and-ready homes, thanks to advances in engineering, but how do they create rough-and-ready greenery? The balsam poplar proved the best solution. It's weather-resistant, rapid-growing and fast-reproducing, and it's also cheap and easy to cultivate. So much so, things got out of hand. By the time the Soviet Union dissolved in 1991, the poplar had supplanted the birch as the ultimate Russian tree. And unlike most other statistics in this country, poplar numbers have only been growing since. For the past 60 or so years, the fluff has been the first sure sign of the Moscow summer, along with, more recently, roadworks and transport fare rises. And because poplar numbers are by now impossible to contain, City Hall has said there's nothing it can do, it will be thus forever. For Monocle in Moscow, I'm Alexei Korolyov.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Claude Ribello, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.